systems are offline.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
The Pat and AJ Podcast.
Well, because they got great banter. They jib-jab, 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 jib-jab.
Pat and AJ.
I feel like the conversation we've been having in the last 5 minutes is a lot more interesting than the shit they're talking about on the radio. Just moronic commentary and stupid sound effects, and it's just dumb. It doesn't make any sense.
It's the Pat and AJ Podcast.
I feel like AJ's living your very Snow White dreams here in her home office, where we record this also, but these animals just flock around you.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I'd say 80% of the time.
Yeah.
There's 20%, though, where I really need them out of my hair.
Snow White never gets to get rid of them, though, right?
They
kind of run the roost.
Yeah, but they helped her clean. That was her job. She was a cleaning lady.
Well.
And they helped her clean.
She's a cleaning lady.
These animals just bug the shit out of me while I work.
And that's why they made the new Snow White Latina, right? They're like, she was a cleaning lady.
Well, that was not a
Is
nice
that a cancelable
joke?
Joke?
Yeah, it's not cancelable, but it's a little old-fashioned.
It is.
Yeah.
But, you know, Disney's usually about 40 years behind the curve. Yeah, they're all here, all these animals in here. Strutting inside for the 275th episode of the Pat and AJ Podcast. Hey, we hope you enjoyed Uncle Pat's inside air-conditioned Freedom Freakout that was posted. It's unfortunately already been taken down off Spotify, because Spotify is in bed with everybody. But I think you can find it on, if it's still up on the Apple Podcast. I don't think...
it's up in other places.
Yeah, I don't think Apple and company doesn't give a shit. There's other smaller places that distribute our podcast, so you can find it if you want to listen to the music. But, you know, Spotify tends to get a little tight around the belt when it comes the music. So welcome here to the 275th episode of the Pat and AJ Podcast. We hope you're doing well, getting through this long hot summer. I feel like this is the week that I have missed having a terrestrial radio show the most, because there are so many things I would love to talk about and get people's feedback. And the biggest one, which I guarantee will already be gone by the time this podcast is uploaded, is the CEO and the head of HR for some company getting busted cheating at a Coldplay concert. Now, I know, maybe you're sitting there going, hold on, Pat, what are you talking about?
If you've missed this already, I can't help you. Like, this has been...
Oh, it's big.
It was so big, and let me tell you,
it's a shooting star. It's not here for long, but it's bright while it is.
Today, it happened. We're recording this on a Friday.
it happened on a Wednesday night,
yeah, Wednesday. And it went viral
Thursday.
When I say early Thursday morning, here's what kills me.
1 a.m.?
I gotta start trusting my gut.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm scrolling through Reddit before work, because stuff jumps out.
I mean, you are a news writer that is in charge of writing kind of
what people are talking
about.
Yeah,
very in the moment, not so much hard news, but no. Lifestyle stuff. So this is kind of the thing that you keep your eye open for. I don't even know if this is comparable to anything, because we have artists all the time fall on stage.
Yeah.
That's not even reportable anymore. No one's going to go, guess what, guys? At the Backstreet Boys Millennium Sphere residency, AJ McLean tripped and fell. No one gives a shit about that anymore.
The only time I reported that recently is when Post Malone, he leaned over the stage to, I think, cheers a beer with a fan, and he busted his shit on
That seems very Post Malone.
It was very,
very posty.
But he kept going, and you know. No, so here's what kills me, is that I'm on Reddit.
Yeah. What time?
Oh, probably about 1 o'clock in the morning.
So 1 o'clock in the morning, Thursday. So this concert, it was Boston, right?
Boston on Wednesday night.
So this is East Coast, Wednesday night. This show, let's say, is wrapped up by 11 p.m. By 1 a.m. your time, this thing is already...
Well, let me finish. I see things like this on Reddit, and I got to start trusting my gut, because I saw it and thought, well, that's hilarious, but who are these people? Do we really know they're cheating? Is this a big enough deal to talk about?
You're very newsy.
I'm very newsy.
This is the difference between you and like TMZ.
Well,
like TMZ just uploads it.
No, I don't have a knee-jerk reaction to stuff.
And like the big news people, this is reminds me of the first time this happened. I don't mean to derail you, but just to PS it, remember when Michael Jackson died?
Yeah.
The first people that actually got it up was TMZ. And the only reason why, it's not that all the other ones didn't know. they are held to different ethics and standards.
Yeah.
So before they could just say Michael Jackson's dead, someone at the Associated Press needs to confirm it. They need to confirm that confirmation.
And TMZ's been wrong about stuff in the past.
Exactly. And so that's the difference.
This happens to me all the time. I see videos like this on Reddit.
Yeah.
And I have to sit back and say, okay, I have to ask questions about it. Could this be a bigger deal than I'm making it? Will this be a big deal in 2 hours? And
God, that must be so hard.
It was, because I'm like, this video is hilarious, especially if it's true. But within 2 hours, somebody figured out who these two people are, and it's the CEO and a CPO of a company. I was just mad at myself for not reporting it right away, but I had it really early just because I'm up in the middle of the night.
We'll set this up then for someone who has been in Iraq.
Okay.
If you can tell them where this comes from. So this, we all know it's a Coldplay show.
Yeah, it's a Coldplay show in Massachusetts on Wednesday night. They did the Kiss Cam thing. They have the Jumbotrons. They're going to different couples and stuff. You know, oh, cute. They're kissing, whatever. Chris Martin's like giving running commentary.
Yeah.
They pan over to this couple. Dude is standing behind his chick with his arms around her waist, and they look all blissfully like, oh, Coldplay, I love you.
It's a happy couple, a happy middle-aged, very average what you would think Coldplay fan looks like. Like, this couple looks like a Coldplay couple.
Late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah.
The second the camera hit them and they realized they were on camera, Chris Martin goes, oh, look at these two. And when they realized they were on camera, the dude dropped to the floor. I mean, like, she wasn't even there. He dropped.
He was so primal.
He dropped.
It was so primal of, if I just, like, hide, it's like a two-year-old that covers their eyes and you're not there. This motherfucker was standing with his woman hands behind her waist, and as soon as he just decides to go to, like, position. This is him on the floor right now going, oh, don't look at me. Oh, that didn't happen.
If there was a train coming at this woman, he would have dodged out of the way and just pushed her in the way.
It was so visceral.
So he drops to the floor to get out of the frame. Yeah. The chick, I think, is amazed that he just abandons her. And she has this look on her face, and then she turns around.
She covers her face.
She covers her face,
and then
she
turns around.
It's pretty clear. I think the person next to them might have been with them.
Yeah, I mean, it seems.
Because she looked freaked out, too, but didn't know what to
whenever
do.
Whenever there's people creeping, right? There's always.
Well, let me get
you. Go ahead.
Chris Martin drops in and says, either they're having an affair or they're really shy.
Hey, now.
It turns out they are having an
hold
affair.
On. I have the audio of it. Hold on. Listen to this.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right. Come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
All right, so that's what it sounded like, okay?
And that was my other thing when I first saw the video. I didn't know who the voice was because it was uploaded so fast that nobody said it was a Coldplay concert.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, who's the dude calling them out on having an affair? When I find out it was Chris Martin, I'm like, holy shit.
I mean, he's doing crowd. I mean, from a comedian standpoint, he's doing crowd work.
Yeah.
You go to the crowd, Paul McCartney does this stuff with, like, the signs. If you've ever seen Sir Paul, we could talk about that later. You know, he'll read the signs, and that would be like having, oh, let's look at that sign there. And they pan to it, and there's a couple cheating, you know, being caught. So this couple, you catch them on the Kiss Cam. They get called out by Chris Martin in a comedic way going,
yeah,
either they're having an affair cheating.
Or
they're just really shy. And within a couple hours, the internet did its job.
They found out who they are and that they are, in fact, not married to each other, but married to other people.
They're cheating. There
they're
you go.
Cheating. And it's the CEO of this software company called Astronomer.
Oh, man.
And it's funny, they call her the CPO. She's just HR.
What's, like, CPO?
Chief People's Officer.
Oh, people, I hate when she's fucking HR. Corporate makes up bull.
I know.
Radio corporate used to do this. They used to love to change fucking titles that have been around for 20 years.
Yeah, just because they think they sound innovative.
Yeah, oh, this sounds cool. Shut the fuck up. So she's the HR lady. She's the one who has to give the speech about don't fuck your employees.
Yes.
She's the one who has to go, listen, Mr. Mid-Level Management, who we're going to hire here at Software, you're going to deal with a lot of people in your team. Don't fuck the people in your team. It's frowned upon.
Now, listen, I am not throwing stones at this couple because Pat was absolutely, and we've said this before, and I'm sorry if you have a problem with it. It is 20 years old, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Pat was married when I met him.
A little bit. Okay.
And he ended his marriage
now
for me. So I'm not throwing stones. My problem with these two.
By the way, one, that's a long-standing Clark family tradition on my side.
Yeah, his dad did it too, twice. Twice. But,
now, listen, that's where what I was going to say earlier, because you said, now it appears in this video, which you've all by now no doubt seen. If even just by us talking about it, you've stopped and you've looked it up and you've come back to this podcast.
It makes you so uncomfortable. Oh, my
you,
God.
So you said it looks like they're with people who know. And I was going to say there's always a satellite moon or two to every affair. There are, and that's why most affairs get caught up, because it never is just between two people. There's usually a friend or a buddy, and that's even true with me and you.
Yeah.
You had two friends that were like the moons who were in on the whole thing.
And they kind of love the drama.
Oh, fuck yeah, they did. But I mean, that's why they're there. Hold on. Yeah. They're there because of the gravitational pull, right? I mean, they're not there for their own sustenance. It's like, this is fucking cool.
Listen, they acted as our lookout sometime.
But I mean...
So, but the chick with them looks like she just got caught with them and doesn't know what to do.
So she's, I want to know who she is. And is she now going to, like, is that like someone's, like, is she now somehow friends with that lady's husband?
I don't know.
And now he's going to see her and be like, you fucking knew she was cheating on me.
Well, and you're, well, like you said,
oh my goodness.
The internet did its job and they found the wife of the CEO has already dropped his last name from her social media pages. And that statement you've probably seen going around.
What's the statement? I haven't.
It says it's a statement from the CEO. It's just a, hey, I'm embarrassed and blah, 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 and I'm sorry. It's not real. Nobody has issued a statement this yet. But it's gone around and it's viral and it's not real. So
The internet's undefeated with their nonsense.
And this is why I am proud of myself as a news person. Because I thought, well, that's a great update to the story. Where did it come from?
It's not real.
I couldn't find an original source. There was nothing on Twitter, on the website. And then I found out it's fake. But
so
just because people are sharing it doesn't make it real.
So that's the difference, again, between TMZ and one of the big three reporting on Michael Jackson being dead.
Yeah.
You actually confirm it. So this story.
And I said, I don't want to throw. I'm not going to throw stones.
No.
People cheat all the time. Doesn't make it right. This is part of life. My problem with these two is, did you truly, and I say this as somebody who used to have to sneak around with Pat.
Yeah.
Did you really go to a Coldplay concert expecting a reasonable...
I mean, it's a public... I mean, they...
modicum of privacy?
They appear to be, if I were to call it, and I know my basic arena setup by this point in my life.
They
looked like
they were at the top.
They were in a box.
Oh, you think they're at a box?
I think they're in a box.
I thought they were at the top of the arena, like in the last row.
But that's where the boxes are now. Oh. Remember that bullshit? Remember when...
Because there's nobody behind them.
No, yeah. Remember last when we were in...
Which is why it was hard for them to hide, because there wasn't a lot of people.
Think about the Joe Louis Arena. We went to the Joe Louis Arena. I actually was in a box at the Joe Louis Arena. The boxes... are not fucking front row. They're up all the way at the back. You have your own suite. So it appears...
I'm going to disagree with you, but that's okay.
Okay, maybe you, the news person, you can get the facts.
I'll find out.
I'm going to say from my assumption, my visual assumption, they're in a box, which we know is isolated. So that's kind of going, all right, that's like big baller privacy.
Well, no, and that's my other problem. Do you think this guy would pay all this money for a box? If he's there with his mistress,
you're going to
stick out like a sore thumb.
First off, and I don't know any of this to be true, so I don't need your little newswoman Lois Lane, tell me that I'm wrong. I can assume that the box is probably owned or at least partially leased by his corporation, quite possibly a conglomeration of corporations. This is what they do, by the way. No normal person has access to a box. No one goes on Ticketmaster and buys a box.
The only time I ever sat in a box was when my dad worked for a company that owned a box.
Yeah, there you go. So we can just get rid of all that.
But isn't that even more ballsy?
No,
Let's say his company owns the box.
He's in charge of it. It's his fucking company.
You think he would want to not...
What are you talking about?
See, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this.
Hold on. I think it's the smarter move than going to the show and buying front row tickets, which he could have done, right? I mean, I'm just going to assume, and I don't know if this is like a Fortune 500 company, but it sounds like the guy's doing okay in life. I'm going to assume if he really wanted to ball out, he could have been like, baby, I got a front fucking row for Coldplay. And then she goes, we can't be front row at fucking Coldplay with all these people. And that's when you go, oh, the company has the box. No problem. I'm telling you. Yeah, I think
that's such an odd take to me, because I think it's even more ballsy to rent out the company box.
No, it's not rented out. It's theirs.
Sorry. When you choose to sit in the company box
with
the employee you're having sex with.
I think you are a very nice girl for Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And that's why I love you, because you don't see the dastardly things. And I have no doubt that my radars are turned up way too big, right?
Well, can I finish real quick?
Can I say the obvious? Come on, man. This happens every day.
Okay.
You're so, I love you. And I'm gonna pinch your cheek. Because you are so, you are sweet and you see the best in people. But this, I'm like, no.
Well,
this is on par with like power players.
This is why I'm going to disagree with you even further.
Go ahead.
Because did you watch the video past the point of just like, I mean, did you watch the whole thing?
Nope. I saw the viral clip and who knows? Yes, this could be one of those where after they go, just kidding, we're brother and sister.
No, that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the rest of the video and watch what happens with people around them. Because that chick, forget about her. I think she knows and she's friends with them and she's there.
Okay.
There, as soon as the guy dips under this, wherever they're sitting, and the chick turns around and just keeps her back to the camera, a bunch of total doofuses pop into the camera just to get on the Jumbotron and start going, whoa, yeah, and their thumbs up.
Okay.
I don't think they would be in the box with these two.
I'm going to look right now, because even that, and I can show you.
Do you really think those guys?
Yeah, look, there's a glass partition in front of them. They're in a fucking box.
You are right.
Suck my big fat dick, bitch. Pow!
That wasn't nice.
She wanted to get me so bad. You guys saw her, right? Men felt it. She's like, men are like, oh, she ain't going to let him take this one. Pow! You forget.
No, hang on.
How many photos do we have of people in boxes now, and who's right in front of them? Doofuses trying to get in front of the camera, I believe.
I wasn't trying to prove you wrong. I just said I disagreed with you.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Listen, you got God, honey.
You got God. That's fine.
Sometimes it happens.
I think we're all just trying to understand the situation. Like, because it is so... because nobody's released a statement.
Now, listen.
Nobody said anything.
Can we get to the more fun part? This is complete bullshit. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, but first it's fun to talk about because it's not us.
And that's why I started this by saying, if I still ran a morning zoo radio show, a wacky, you know, what's going on today, water cooler kind of show. This is the kind of stuff that would like chub me up because it's so relatable, because you flip it just like you already did and you and I did
this
a little
bit. This could have happened to us at some point.
And you're like, man, can you imagine? Like, listen, I'm just a dope from a small town. And honestly, that was probably what happened with my old man. He was a small business owner in a small ass community. And I'm sure there are people that talked about whatever his little affairs and stuff. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, it's such relatable.
And there were people who talked about ours too.
There's still people today that talk about ours. So, I mean,
it's funny. Our marriage has lasted longer than theirs though. That's the funny part.
So it's such like relatable content. And as far
I felt bad for him yesterday.
I mean, does suck. It is sitcom worthy. That's what my best friend called it. My buddy called it. He goes, it is sitcom worthy.
You can see it happening in a sitcom.
Like
it
was Seinfeld punchline-y kind of shit.
It was so unbelievable. And I just...
It's like Jeff Garland on Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of luck. Like he's at, you know, at a Dodgers game and they zoom in on Jeff with one of his hoo-has when he should actually be at home.
I've only really gone viral once and it wasn't me in the video. It wasn't about me. It was just my social media account went viral. And it was when, and this is so stupid when you think about it, I'm actually glad I didn't go viral for anything personally.
Yeah, it's nice.
But it was a video I posted of Cardi B from Bonnaroo when her outfit ripped. She was wearing this like skin tight outfit and she kind of bent over and then she's like, oh, it broke. So I tweeted the video.
Yeah.
And for like the next 24 hours, I had news outlets getting a hold of me, asking me to use the video asking me, hey, can we quote you in this? And it went viral. And I mean, it wasn't really controversial, so nobody like came at me. But for those 24 hours, I felt like the entire world was looking at me.
Everyone, yeah.
Even though they weren't. Right. So these two being caught red-handed with their faces shown, I truly felt bad for them yesterday.
I really did. I think the twist of it.
I felt bad for their spouses, their kids, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know all that aspect, but the twist of it is obviously, I mean, and a lot of those moments have permanent or sometimes not permanent consequences depending on how you play your cards. But I feel like the corporate, the job, the career aspect, that's the permanent part now.
Oh, yeah.
They can move on in their lives, and who knows? Maybe they reconcile with their spouses. Maybe they both get divorced, and these two hook up, and they have a great life. I don't know, but I feel like the lasting mark here for these two are going to be when they go to get their next job, whatever it is. He wants to go CEO somewhere else. She wants to go fucking be HR somewhere else. It's just how the world is. They are going to Google these people's names, and it's going to come up. Hey, that's the cheating Coldplay couple.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. That is the rest.
That's your reputation
that's
for the rest
of your
life.
That's their professional life. Yeah. And I hope they saved up enough cash to be able to do some passive income kind of living right now, because that's got to be tough. That's the hard part,
I feel like. The only thing I've seen, there's only been like one employee that's talked shit about the guy. Of course, ex-employee, you know, because everybody else is too afraid.
He fired him. And can you imagine that? Me and you, we've worked for some interesting characters, some greater than others, some we love to forget. Can you imagine if one of the ones that we really don't have a great taste for, if some shit like that happened?
Yeah.
Me and you would be on the phone to People Magazine tomorrow, give it a quote. We'd be like, well, we worked with Joe Jerkoff.
And he really was an asshole.
Like, this has to be the ultimate get
for
ex-employees who don't like either of these two.
But that's the thing. There's only been like one person that's come out and talked about this guy in a negative manner, because I think the rest of him, his employees are too freaked out to say anything.
Yeah.
And I just think everybody in general is free. I'm like, what are you going to say? It's just, I don't know. I felt a huge amount of empathy for everybody yesterday. Not them cheating, but getting caught in such a public viral manner.
Would you feel empathy if both their spouses were dirtbags?
I would feel empathy regardless.
What if both their spouses are terrible, haven't had sex with them for years, and berate them every single day? Would you still feel bad?
That's still a level of embarrassment nobody deserves. All right,
listen to her. Empathy for everyone. Sinners and saints.
Oh, my God.
Hey, so if that doesn't make you not want to go to a concert, this is what you call a segue in the radio world. Boy, perhaps the next dynamically priced ticket to a rock radio concert extravaganza near you may do it. And we're talking about Paul McCartney. This is another story where I woke up kind of like, man, if I was doing the morning zoo wife, boom, this is like easy top of the brain material to talk about. So anyone who's out there, if you're a small to medium market radio host, rip off all these ideas.
Oh, they're old now. They won't, because they're old. Actually, you know what? So many of them are bad. They would.
Thank you. That's what I said.
I'm going to talk about these next week when they're a week old.
So Paul McCartney is coming back to North America. He hasn't toured North America since 2025. He's always torn. Paul's 83 these days.
But he looks amazing.
Looks amazing. I mean, I've seen Paul. I think he's my most seen artist. I'm up like at 9 times, I think, seeing Paul McCartney. I've seen him all over in different venues. Indoor, outdoor, festival settings. They've all been amazing. You don't know what it's like until you hear a Beatles song sang by a Beatle. And I'm sure there's a bunch of you like AJ who are like, don't give a fuck, don't care. I get it. But let's just put
him. We're not even talking about Paul McCartney as an artist right now, though.
He's what sparked this, but he's not a culprit of it. Paul's coming back. It's a big tour going across the U.S., not to Arizona, because God hates me. And they did the whole pre-sale thing, and you quickly probably saw, after you saw the videos of the Coldplay cheating couple, screenshots of people going, hey, just got in for the pre-sale on Paul McCartney. Looks like $1,100 if I want to sit in the nosebleed sections in Chicago. Sorry, Sir Paul, you can go fudge yourself. They were respectful. So Paul's been swept up in, you know, I feel like just the latest example of the dynamically priced hellhole that is Ticketmaster, which is this new algorithm process in which demand times fuck you equals tickets whose prices can change at a whim. And what that means is if you're there with 1,000 other people clicking on a ticket, it goes, well, this ticket must be worth a lot more, so why don't we price it 1,000% higher?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift dealt with this.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like we can just go down the list. There's been few artists who've fought back, but the one who have, shout out The Cure. Robert Smith and The Cure.
Yeah.
They were the last ones who literally refunded all ticket sales and made people rebuy them because they made Ticketmaster get rid of that shit.
Yeah.
They said, we're doing this is the fucking price to get in, and that's the price. So Paul is now caught up in this, and it's making everyone go, holy shit, we can't afford to go to concerts anymore. I mean, this is nuts. I don't know where we go from this.
I mean, I don't know. Do you know, I look at this like I look at everything else right now. It's a lost damn cause. I really do feel that way because these ticket prices have been going up for so long and we've been talking about it for so long. And guess what? They just keep going up. Nobody really passes any legislation to do anything about it. This just is what it is. Like a lot of the other shit shows in this country.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's terrible. And I don't know what to do about it anymore. I don't feel like there is anything because people will still... Because it's their favorite artist, and maybe it's the only time they ever get to see him in their life. Mm-hmm. Somebody paid $830 to sit in the nosebleeds to see Paul McCartney. They bitched and moaned about it nonstop, but they still paid it. And as long as people still pay these prices, and you, I know we all, I want to tell everybody, don't buy those tickets.
Someone's going
to
buy them.
You can't tell people what to do.
Yeah.
You can't, okay?
We're not big at taking directions
no,
like that.
No, I know you want to, it doesn't matter. So, I don't know what to do about any, but I do appreciate The Cure because they spoke out on it and did something about it.
It was
so
very,
unless other artists start doing that on a regular basis, this will continue. And I hate to say it, you kind of got to put that on the artist. You do, because they have the utmost say in everything.
That's a little bit of the point that one of my buddies made today, actually to kind of, you know, double down on both your points, that one, the artist is involved, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I suppose to a point they are. I also wonder how much to a point they can't be, right?
True.
I mean, does Ticketmaster say, well, either you get in bed with this version of a contract, which is, I don't know, let's say the dynamic pricing, and we net you this much money, or you get in bed with this and all the whole deal changes and now we only pay you out this much.
I have no doubt that artists do have their hands tied to a point.
It has to be. I mean, and especially at his level. I mean, it's not like this guy could fucking show up at alternative venues. Paul McCartney cannot play the county fairgrounds.
Yeah.
All right. It's a bigger deal than that. But my buddy said, to your point, people will buy them. Now, whether or not those people are scalpers.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Which, you know, that's another 25, 30-year-old argument, right?
Tickets are getting purchased. It doesn't matter who's purchasing them.
Yeah, they are being bought. And then there's kind of a sub-argument there. Because me and you talked about this when we were first, you know, seeing this bubble up. Like, holy shit, you see the Paul McCartney ticket prices and all that. Are they being bought? Whether it's, you know, when they are finally getting into the hands of a person who's going to attend the show. When that deal is made, that person, as we had noted, may be a Gen Zer, who, by the way, can be all the way up to can be up to 28 years old. I feel like everyone still thinks Gen Zers are 12, right?
No.
We just had a Gen Zer almost win our congressional district here in Tucson. But if you're 24 and all of a sudden now you got a little bit of purchasing power and you're going, holy shit, a Beatle's going to be here? I never thought I'd see a Beatle. I want to go. And then this happens. And then they finally buy that ticket. And when I use the word buy, I say facilitate. Because are they actually transferring $800 from a solid account, from a checking or, you know, savings account? Or are they taking that $800 and putting it on a
credit card?
Are they putting it on the house financing options.
Buy now, pay later.
We have talked about this with Klarna and all that. The other ones out there that are seeing people's want and desire, but they don't have the access to the funds, right? I will tell you, the last people out there that will not let you finance stuff is a drug dealer.
Cash up front.
Right? You go to a weed shop. They're like, credit card. You better go to ATM and get some cash out of that credit card.
I thought about all this morning because I was looking at where we're going to London in about a week. It's our first overseas trip ever. And we're kind of struggling on how to get up to the airport, which is in Phoenix. So it's an hour and a half away. We have found that hybrids do not do well sitting out in the heat. My battery died up at the airport last year.
Yeah, I mean, we're going on a two-week UK vacation. The last week of July into August in Phoenix, Arizona, a.k.a. hell.
Yeah. So we're like, okay, we don't really want to drive our car up there. We could pay for parking. Do we want to take a shuttle? Do we want to rent a car and drop it off at the airport? So we pretty much decided on the shuttle so the car doesn't sit out there for 2 weeks and we can actually leave the airport when we get back. But last night, Pat found this shuttle and I'm like, let me real quick just check on prices for renting a car. Because if it is like half the price, maybe we should just make that extra effort and be budget friendly. I looked this morning for cars to rent. Do you know if you don't rent through one of those, you know, third-party sites like Expedia or Priceline? I went directly, and I won't say it, but because I do like this car rental company.
Yeah.
I went directly to their site.
What did they tell you?
They are charging, and this is for a one-day rental.
One day!
Average price is $141 a day.
For a local car rental.
I almost shit my pants. I said, what happened to like, you know, 27?
Remember that?
$27 a day. That was understandable. Like, I used to rent a car.
Didn't we go through some kind of big, like, rental car Armageddon? Remember that? It was like back in like 2020 or something?
And that seems to be what started all of this. Oh, but regardless, shit. I'm like 100. And some of them were up to $200 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sat back in my chair and said, who the hell is paying that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I won't pay it. Like, I would find any other way to go, meaning like I don't. But guess what? There's somebody who needs a rental car.
And they'll make it happen.
Who is going to pay the $200 a day, which is not going to drive down prices. It's just like concert tickets.
Now, and this is where I want to remind myself that I am still, this is where the Gen X side of me comes out, all right? I'm a Xennial, but here's my Gen X side coming out. You know, I'm from the original school, and there's a great viral clip of this that you can find. It's an interview with Nirvana back in the 90s when they're talking about ticket prices. And the interviewer tosses out that someone's charging $50 for tickets. And Kurt Cobain, a young Kurt Cobain, stops this man in his tracks and goes, $50? Who's charging $50? Madonna? $50?
Isn't that wild?
Oh, man. He's appalled at the fact that anyone, let alone Madonna, would charge $50 a ticket. And yes, that's 1991. So what I'm saying is the train is always going to chug a lug forward, right? We get that. I mean, the cost of living is always going to go up. But I feel like this is a test of what people are willing to put up with. Because again, they've already made the second market scalping legal, right? And they all own their own sites. So they've taken that market and now they've gotten in bed with financing markets. And it's like, how much can we squeeze out of these people?
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, that's with everything right now. Yeah. I hate it when I see these because my grandma who died in 2017, she was almost 100.
Yeah.
When I used to go to her house that she had with my grandpa, so it was everything original that they had in the house, very 70s themed, you know, but I found this like booklet and it was old as hell. It was probably from like the 40s or 50s and it looked ahead to like the future. And it said like how much things could cost.
Was it like in the year 2000?
In the year 2000. But I was so weird.
A shitty pickup truck will cost you $74,000.
You know, it was like, a burger could cost $16 and a car could cost $75,000.
Oh, God damn it.
And reading this out loud.
Hold on. Where's this book? Yeah, this is like Back to the Future Part 2.
It's gone.
God
now.
Damn it. That was the book.
But I was a kid reading this and I'm like, there's no way. And like, here we are. And a burger does cost $16. And a car can cost $75,000. It's insane. This is just capitalism in general. They're squeezing us to death.
Right.
They are squeezing us to death. None of us will ever be part of that class that can squeeze everybody else.
We're
all just being squeezed for everything, and this includes concert tickets and rental cars and everything.
Well, I think this is interesting to us, and I'm going to take us Americans for this one, because I watch, don't judge me, compilation clips of Catfish, the TV show.
Oh, it's great.
But they're like, remember the old ones with Nave and Max?
And it was like an hour long, yeah. And they focused on like it's one great. Catfish story. Like, and these clips, they just condense yeah. it.
But like, we all love that show, right? Nave was there to be the nice guy. Max was like your catty gay friend who was yeah. just reading you the whole time. And I watched these catfishes. And I watched a recent one. And of course, this one dealt with money. And they keep pressuring me for money, but this guy was convinced that he was in love with this person. Ready to leave it all and go start this life. And they end up tracking down the catfish, and of course the catfish is not the hot woman.
Of course not.
A man somewhere in East Africa. Oh. And he was willing to talk to him. It was so interesting. He was willing to talk to Neve and Max through the Zoom or whatever.
He was so open about it.
And they're like, so what's up with it? And he basically is just like, listen, this is what I do. We have no money here, no jobs.
And Americans will give us money.
Americans will give us money. And so he's like, so how many of these do you have going right now? He's like, I don't know, 20, 30. And he's like, if they don't want to give money, I move on to the next one. And I'm like, that's an international reputation. If we have an international reputation in East Africa villages that you can just kind of squeeze money out of us because we're that easy, because we have access to it, which is really the undercurrent. We have access to it, right? So it's like
we also have access to debt.
Yeah. So, you know, if they figured it out, you think Wall Street and all these motherfuckers haven't figured it out?
They know.
They figured it out a long time ago. All right. Our people here in the U.S. have access to this much money just
they
by
have
the,
access to credit cards. Yeah. They have access to, yeah.
You have a social security number. Great. Now come buy an $1,800 concert ticket from us. Don't worry. We're going to split it up over four payments. We're going to charge you 22% on those payments, but there's a facility. Hey, but YOLO, you only live once, right? I think this is officially the oldest sounding podcast that we've ever done.
Probably, but $830 for a nosebleed ticket is still too much. I don't care how old you are. Find me somebody who thinks that's an acceptable price for a shitty concert ticket. Find me somebody. I don't think you'll find anybody of any certain age who will say, yeah, that's fine. That's not, it's not fine. Damn
hold
it.
On, hold on. Hold on. Can I end the podcast on a funny pun? Funny pun? Huh? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yesterday, tickets didn't cost so much I had to pay. An arm and a motherfucking leg.
Damn it, Paul. He's got enough money to live like three more lifetimes.
That's the shitty part.
Come on, dude.
I saw Paul back when it was reasonably expensive at $250 a ticket, you sons of bitches.
Stop it.
The Pat and AJ Podcast Network is available on all your favorite audio platforms. Subscribe today. Follow Pat and AJ on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook now at Pat and AJ. PatandAJ.com. Support the Pat and AJ Podcast Network today by donating on Venmo or Cash App. Powered by the people. The Pat and AJ Podcast.